This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and it's been a very busy sports day once again with Cowboys OTAs. Brian's been working the phones. Salute to Jake Berger, Rangers first baseman, just joined us. Okay, couple of takeaways here. Micah not there. Defense won the day. Perfect weather for OTAs. First ones I went to, it was like 98 degrees out there standing on that concrete in Valley Ranch. That was not fun.
Not fun.
Another one is a lot of people, including our very own Jane Slater, NFL Network, fan alumni. She was tweeting about Shoddy and said it would be a disservice just to put out a few quotes from Shoddy. Fans, I encourage you to listen to the whole thing. He is approaching this thing with the energy and spirit of a college coach, and she went on to talk more about it and some of her takeaways. You can look at that. But a lot of people had that, including our own listeners, both on Twitter and on the text, talking about how this is already a lot more entertaining and interesting than listening to Mike McCarthy and especially Jason Garrett. So I think that's good, you know, and that sort of personality enthusiasm, I think is one of the reasons I believe Brian Schottenheimer might do a great job here. And speaking of him, okay, we have a cut of Shoddy talking about the Pickens edition, and then we'll hear from one of the Cowboys' biggest rivals talking about the George Pickens edition and why he loves it. But here's Shoddy.
Yeah, I think CD said it best. I saw his comments, right, where we don't have a one. We don't do A's and B's. We think that there's a one over there, as CD said it. And if you look over there, there's a one there. So I think that's the way that we view GP. My time with him has been just incredible. When he came in after the trade, just getting a chance to really get to know him. We had a little free throw shooting competition. I think he beat me twice. I've beaten him once, but the last time we played, I beat him. So I do want to put that out there that I did beat him. But it's really just, you know, us getting to know each other. I think we're all on board. You know, I think we're always trying to find the right pieces and good pieces. And I think we're really excited about what he brings as a football player. But I see a guy that's maturing. I see a guy that we're excited to put out there and watch him grow and get better. And you guys will see him out there today. He obviously is a tremendous athlete, but I love watching him in meetings because in meetings he's been so dialed in, taking great notes. He knows he's a little bit behind, not a lot, but a little bit behind in terms of what the veterans are doing. But his intentionality in the meeting room has been really cool for me to see.
I love hearing this. It's exactly what Brian told us, you know, that if you do your research on this guy, you will find that it wasn't a big distraction or problem throughout the week. No. And, you know, this guy just loves football.
He does. He loves football. But now is the things you need to do is we could talk about all this and all the things that are positive. Please, coaches, please figure out ways to use him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let this be something where you have this guy that seems very committed to trying to win games and embracing, you know, what you're doing with the situation. Find ways to use him. Don't let this be 4 or 5 weeks into a season and all of a sudden we're talking about him like we're talking about Brandon Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we're like going, there's another game where, you know, Pickens, you know, 2 catches for 18 yards.
Amari Cooper had a lot of those games.
Yeah. You have a guy that is a legitimate weapon. I mean, guys right now in that coaching staff need to figure out ways to get him involved.
Make the defense worried about him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't let this be, if it's only 1 year, don't let this be a year where we all go, God, what a waste.
And I wanted to bring that up because if this works really well and it's like the best version of Dak we've seen because he has two guys that can get open with a catch radius and yak, you got to keep this together. You know, this is one of those rare situations in sport. I think one of the advantages of the Eagles is that. I think one of the advantages of the Bengals and why they were so hot, even though their offensive line sucked and their defense wasn't good, couldn't run the ball. Sure, Burrow is great. It had to do a lot with those receivers. So I hope they're open-minded to keeping him around with a plan to also build out the rest of the team. But, I mean, you have serious questions in your running back room and some serious questions at offensive line. If this works because of the receivers, you can't let them out of the building. And I think the Cowboys will do it because of how much Jerry loves star players and how much those star players move the needle. If you get fans excited about this for the first time in like 3 years, legitimate fan base excitement, I think there'll be a lot of reasons that it would make sense.
There's a lot of pressure on Schottenheimer and this coaching staff. They can't waste this opportunity with this guy.
No, they just can't.
And you don't want to be sitting there in week 8, week 10, week 14 and like, God, where's he been? You know, and then it turns into, well, man, he's really making a lot of demands, you know.
Yeah.
But you've got to, you know, they're doing the right things now, but trying to make him feel welcome into all that.
Oh, sure.
Get him involved and be competitive. You're playing to his strengths. He wants to compete. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't have time for your losing football. And so, but please don't, gosh, if they're listening, driving around, whatever, please don't waste this player's ability. Don't waste it. He's too good. You know, your pro department did a good job, and your general manager, they stayed after it. They stayed after the trade. They could have just waited after the draft and said, we're out. We're not. But no, they stayed after it. So good for them. Award him, the coaches, award this kid in the front office with a good scheme for this guy.
This should work well. Dak is really good throwing deep. You know, he hasn't always been great in every single season, but for the balance of his career, he's been one of the better players going deep. My question is on the back shoulders, on the throws that take a little bit of imagination and creativity, will Dak give him an opportunity to go make plays, or will he think, I can't confirm he's open?
Well, the thing about it is with Pickens, and we've all seen enough of Pickens play, and you could YouTube highlights if you want to do that. He makes some of the wildest catches you'll ever see. Watch the catch he made in the corner of the end zone against the Commanders. And it's like there was...
He did it like a 270.
Yeah, he lays backwards, and he's like catching these ball, and you're like going, how did he do that?
It's similar to CD's catch for years ago against Minnesota.
So you're like thinking, well, man, maybe Dak can't throw it bad enough for him not to catch.
He's kind of only been able, like we've had the stat of tight window throws. That's all Dak is.
That's all he ever does.
It's all he really has the option to do because you're not in a scheme that's really creating a ton of separation, nor do you have the players that are naturally creating separation based on their route running. So, he's going to have to give George Pickens his opportunities, even if it is a 50-50 ball.
George Pickens knows how to position himself and to push off.
The body control's exceptional.
He knows how to use like his arm to like get into somebody and propel him away from that defender to get himself space.
Without fully extending the arm to draw the penalty.
Yeah, no, he will. You can see him just without extend, without pushing. You can see him put his arm up, and then as he's putting it up, it bumps him back to where he. Yeah. He creates space that way.
He has such a great spatial awareness, and he has this scanning ability while he's playing at such a full speed to know where everybody is, and then the timing of it. Yeah. You know, it really is a special talent, and hopefully the Cowboys have something great cooking up. Okay, speaking of being a special talent, here's Eagles receiver A.J. Brown on the Cowboys trade for Pickens.
Now, we're going to have to worry about him, for sure. We're going to have to worry about him. No, I like the trade. I do like the trade. I like the competition. You know, and I like Jordan Pickens. I like CeeDee Lamb and that collab. You know, and it's gonna be exciting to watch, bro. Because all that does is bring the best out of us. So if we know how they coming, like we know we gotta step it up. You know, you don't think the Cowboys got? I should tell you this, bro. Regardless of the scoreboard, what the score say, that would be one of the hardest games, bro. Every single time, Cowboys, Washington, like those be dog fights, bro. It may look easy, but it ain't easy, bro.
Games got away from him. Cowboys were dinged up. They did blow it out, but that's respect right there.
Respect.
You know, and midseason, I haven't paid much attention to A.J. Brown. There was that to do about, you know,
the book.
Does he like Jalen Hurts and all that? And I thought, wow, you know, maybe this guy is a problem with leadership. But everything we found out about him since, or I found out about him since, this guy's an A+. You know, this is a big reason for Eagles' success. But A.J. Brown on the Pickens edition, that's Super Bowl confidence right there. Not being afraid of a challenge. Okay, it is one more night off before Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Oilers are 8-1 in their last 9 games. I saw the Athletics breakdown. They said 53-47 in favor of Edmonton, yeah. Which did surprise me. But you go deep into the analytics. This is a team that has controlled the puck a lot, and even though they have to rely on two goaltenders, they have been on fire. Do you think we're overconfident right now? And the Stars. Is this a coin flip situation?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, Edmonton, you're in the Western Conference Final now. They're the defending conference champs. Edmonton's an incredible hockey team, and they've probably been the most dominant team in the West to this point with the way that they really just breezed through the Kings and a team that I thought was really good in Vegas. I mean, they should have swept Vegas. So 5-on-5, they have been exceptional because their power play really hasn't gotten going, which is kind of the scary thing in all this. I mean, I've talked about this a bunch last year's series. It really tilted with the special teams factor. So the Stars come into this with having the edge on the power play. They also have the edge on the penalty kill. But on 5-on-5, it might actually be a situation where on paper you thought maybe the Stars were a deeper team. Well, it's been the Edmonton depth that's really showed up big for them in the playoffs in terms of scoring goals.
Well, 5-on-5 advantage them. Special teams advantage Stars on both sides in a significant way, both regular season and in the playoffs. How much of a factor is rest versus rust? Edmonton with 6 days off, the Stars with 3. I think I might rather be Dallas in this situation. What do you guys think? As long as injuries are equal.
Yeah, I was going to say it depends on sort of the health of your team or whatever. I don't know. I think if you have a veteran squad, kind of a been there, done that squad like Edmonton has, and the Stars also have, I would appreciate the rest where I could get it. I would.
Yeah. I mean, especially with, you know, what these guys put themselves through and the hits they take, the violent nature of this game. Everybody's dealing with bruises and tendonitis and probably several parts of their body at this point. Okay, Rangers back to 2 games over 500. They get set to visit the Yankees tonight, get themselves a little bit of breathing room. Are the Rangers out of the woods with those struggles that we saw in April? Brian, what do you think?
No, I really don't. I just feel like, though, that maybe there's been some better plate appearances. Maybe there's been some better of them working the accounts a little more. Power seems to be. But, man, I still think there's sometimes with the timely hitting, you know, just when they – when they have opportunities, and it happened in the Astros series, opportunities to really put them away, and you don't put them away, and then you allow them to come back, you know. Unfortunately, the bullpen had a couple of hiccups in that series. But, yeah, I still worry. But I would feel a lot better as the power numbers continue to improve. You know, if they find a way to go to New York and continue to find a way to show that power. But, man, the timely hitting needs to improve a little bit more for me.
Yeah, you know, I think we've seen the worst of it. I think April was rock bottom.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's going to, you know, we've seen too much baseball to have full faith in this lineup. You know, we've seen enough for Marcus Semien to believe that he's probably not going to come around offensively to his all-star status as good as he is defensively. And we know about the question mark in center field, and those are going to rear their head. But, I mean, I think this pitching staff is going to keep you in it. And like I said through April, which you teased me for, Brian, if we could just have a top 20 offense, no, a top 18 offense, last 2 weeks it's been 12th.
Yeah.
And that's not enough runs, but it's not almost getting shut out twice a week.
You know, it's better than it's been. You know, the problem is, again, you're starting with these positional players that have had injuries, you know, that's been something that's, you know, with Carter, he gets called up, you kind of feel like, oh, maybe we got some things kind of figured out, and next thing you know, you're dealing with injuries again. So, yeah, these the positional players. I mean, I'm not Captain Obvious here, but they need Seager back. They need that bat in the lineup is what they need. And you know, guys are trying to absolutely, you know, they're trying to mix the lineup a little bit and get some guys in some position and maybe get some key hits, and they just haven't delivered like they need to. But like I say, continue with the power numbers. If those continue to rise, then I'll feel a little bit better about the situation. Right now, I feel like that we're still kind of in that mode where your pitching is elite. Your plate in run scoring is way, way, way below that.
I'm pretty confident, though, to your point, like Peterson and Berger, we've seen the worst of that. They seem like they've kind of gotten out of this funk. Jake Berger, ever since he's gotten recalled, has been really, really good. Peterson had a couple of big hits over the homestand. You got to hope, you know, those are guys. I mean, Chris Young has pretty much just been telling you, guys, they're going to have to figure it out without Seager. Yeah. I don't think Corey Seager is coming walking through those doors for a couple of weeks now. I mean, he's pretty much, I mean, that was the big takeaway for me yesterday.
Yeah.
He said that multiple times. Guys, we've got to produce. We need people to step up without Corey Seager.
Yeah.
You think that he's talking about similar to what, how many games he missed last year?
It could be. I think that they want to make, they're not going to push this hammy because he came back, got hurt again. So I think this is one where they're going to table him and make sure he's 100% right. And they think they've put enough, and they're right. On paper, this lineup should be way better than it has been. Guys need to start playing up to their standard.
Once the hammy starts getting tricky, it's the worst muscle to try to get right.
Nice.
And if it is already giving you issues, I read it from soccer. If you strain your hamstring, the chances of you restraining it over the next year go up like 8 or 9 times. So, you know, this is crucial. I like the idea of a trade still. I think their minor leagues are really, really stocked. And John Gray sitting out there, I'd love to have that reinforcement, but his $14 million slot would be very, very valuable, I feel like, for CY in the trade market.
Yeah, I asked that question last night, matter of fact, after the show. I mean, I asked about the value of Gray and Bradford, a couple of my guys around the league for other teams. And this is what my answers were. It depends on if they could show a healthy prior to deadline. They were both 60-day IL guys. Gray has a forearm fracture, so that's tough recovery. He makes a ton of money. Bradford has an elbow injury, so that's hard to be able to trade for. He's more interesting and more valuable than Gray, but the medical would be a concern. I said, okay, well, do the Rangers, in my next question to another guy, do the Rangers have a pitcher you'd trade for in order to get a bat for?
Mm-hmm.
This guy said, he goes, they could get something for Eovaldi or Malley at the deadline.
Yeah.
But probably a prospect package and not anything impactful from a major league team. Any team willing to trade for those types wouldn't want to remove anything from their major league roster. Okay. Maybe Garcia in the bullpen, but it wouldn't be much. The Rangers don't have many paths to add impact bats without trading Walcott, and they won't do that.
Very good.
Definitely not doing that.
What's your baseball gang up to? How many insiders you got in there?
I added one.
Okay.
Added one. So, yeah, I've got two now.
You've doubled it.
I've doubled that.
Nice job. Look at this. Brian's just killing it. He's breaking Cowboy stories for you right and left, dropping breadcrumbs, dropping Easter eggs.
But these guys are good football fans, so they interested in talking football, too.
I love it. Power of the Cowboys, baby. C-Note's coming up next. We'll recap the day of the OTAs and give you the top headlines around America's team coming up next here in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, John Machota of The Athletic coming up at 3:40 in Krusty's Corner, Cowboy beat reporter at the OTAs, which just concluded up there at the Star. We'll get him on here coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Segment brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yes, it is the C-note here. We do it every day at this time. So if you're looking for Cowboys news throughout the summer, please, you know, bookmark this sked for you, 320, 325. Let's go to Nick Harris. He's at Nick Harris Fort Worth Star Telegram on Twitter. And he has a half dozen takeaways for you here on the first practice. George Pickens holding a pair of receptions on a quick slant and a comeback along the left sideline. Wanye Thomas playing at safety and in the slot. The linebacker group flying around. He salutes Shamar James and Buddy Johnson for having interceptions and had solid coverage from others. Jake Ferguson's looks like he's added some good weight. So that is good. Hopefully he has a healthy season. Kevontae Turpin took some quick routes, made them into big gains. Jalen Cropper making a catch. Harris saying every time he looked up. And Kyir Elam on the outside had a couple of PBUs and looked confident. That would be an amazing story if he could be good.
Good zone player there, you know, and maybe that's how they're going to have to operate with him. I don't know if you want to put him in a lot of man coverage stuff, but if they back him up, if Luce backs him up and lets him kind of read off that, that might be something that you can see him get his hands on some footballs. That's his strength. It's not playing a lot of man coverage stuff.
So that's kind of like bailing out of the snap and just trying to keep things in front
just
of you.
Just playing off.
Just playing off.
It's similar to Will Johnson, the strength with his game that we talked about during the draft.
Right. And Eberflus likes to play that style, right?
He does. He does. Yeah.
So. The DB stuff was fascinating to me, just kind of like reading some of the notes. I'm excited to ask John and pick his brain on this. But like what they were doing with Bland, he was working outside and inside. I think the slot corner spot is one that's going to be huge. Like, who ends up playing that? And then the fact that they gave Izzy McQuamu some of those reps. I mean, I was blown away with how good Izzy McQuamu played in the slot in that wild card victory several years ago against Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And ever since then, we just never saw him play that role again. Maybe Dan Quinn didn't like it. Maybe Mike Zimmer just wasn't familiar that he even did that. I mean, we got to catch up with him last year during camp, and he didn't even know Deron Bland played a ton of slot the year before. So, yeah, I mean, I know Bland, his preference is outside. Mm-hmm. So if Izzy steps up and is a guy that looks good, you know, until you're able to get all of your pieces together that can give you reps in the slot, that could be very exciting. And Kyir Elam's a guy, man, that would be a huge win, even if you get him to just be solid for you. Right. He's a guy that was the mark. I mean, we saw Kansas City just pick on him anytime they play Buffalo. If they can get starting caliber play out of Kyir Elam, that would be a huge victory for the Cowboys.
Elsewhere in the C-note, Dak, a full participant during today's OTA practice. Steven had said maybe 6 weeks ago that he thought he'd be limited during the offseason. Dak saying, people say a lot of things about me. I should just show up and control what I can control. Healthy, trying to stay healthy, feels good, trying to push the energy and make sure I continue to get better. So that's good news for Dak.
Yeah.
You know, if we just stay out of the boot between now and Oxnard.
Yep.
That would be a fantastic. Pro Football Focus ranked the quarterbacks going into the summer. Are we done with Dak being considered a top 10 quarterback at 877-881-1053? I imagine some of you will text in that you never considered Dak to be a top 10 quarterback. Leave your name and city you're texting from. But it does seem kind of prisoner of the moment to me, because a quarterback is potentially much more or much less than the stats that he put up last season. But, yeah, I mean, you get Dak at 17, And I mean, I think I'd put him higher, but let's go through this. Obviously, the top four, Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, Allen, not a lot of people are going to argue with that. The second tier, which I think Dak supporters would argue that he should be in. You have Jalen Hurts in there. I think Dak's better than Jalen Hurts. But Jalen Hurts does have the tush push, at least for the next couple hours or another day or so.
Yeah, yeah. And just the running ability at this point. I mean, that is a huge weapon that he has, but he's certainly propped up with all the talent around him.
Yeah, and hey, running's part of the job as much as it's ever been in football. Jaden Daniels is already in second tier. Stafford and Herbert. I don't know how good Herbert really is. Third tier, solid starters who flash high in play. He's got Goff, Geno Smith, and Brock Purdy in there as we get to the 11th ranked player in that tier. And then tier 3B is solid starters, but they need more help. And in here is Jordan Love and Baker Mayfield and C.J. Stroud and Kyler and Trevor Lawrence and Dak Prescott. They say the 17th best quarterback in the game, just ahead of Tua. And then a bunch of guys who are either too young or washed up.
So they have Dak as the 17th best
quarterback? They do. What do you think? Is that fair?
No, I think that he's definitely higher than that, but he did not play well. I don't know how. I mean, seeing Baker Mayfield needs more help. You seen that receiver room? Is that guy paying attention to what's going down in Tampa Bay?
They got more help, though.
Holy crap.
They got more help.
Yeah, the first round pick in Emeka Egbuka. I mean, maybe offensive line you could critique a little bit, but gosh.
Well, I just think they're saying like he's the type of quarterback that needs that type of help to even be the quarterback that he is right now.
He's got it there.
He's getting it, yeah.
And it's interesting to look at Tampa because that's been a rebuilding team, but Baker's kept him in kind of playoff mode or sniffing the playoffs.
No, I think they've won the division 4 or 5 years in a row.
Okay, so I mean, is that the wide receiver factor that we're looking for out of Pickens and Lamb? I think so. I think that's your example.
Sure.
Yeah, but he also had two play callers that really, I mean, that just elevated to become head coaches. Mm-hmm. Dave Canales 2 years ago, and now Liam Cohen.
That's
so hopefully Schottenheimer and these guys can also help Dak here. That when you start talking about supporting cast. I factor in the guy on the sidelines.
Goes a long way.
That's a huge
Jared Goff. Ben Johnson was a huge benefit for him. So has been McVay.
Yes, yes. Goff, I don't know. I don't think at any point I would take him over Dak if I'm starting a team right now. Maybe with Dak's injury situation, I actually would lean Goff. But he's the guy that needs the help. He's the dude that, you know. Okay.
Ben, but don't you feel like the Goff doesn't turn the ball over and stuff? Do you feel like, I mean, the way their offense, I mean, he's accurate. The way that he
gets, but I think the wheels fall off of him in that Commanders game in the playoffs.
Yeah, the whole team was really bad.
Well,
I think at this point,
I think
they should come
to the injuries though. The defense,
they're pretty similar players, I would say.
Yeah, I think I would actually lean Goff at this point in their careers. Dak's got a lot that he needs to prove coming off these injuries and the way that he played the first half of last year before he got hurt. It really was bad.
I just seeing hitting receivers. I mean, it just seems like when we talk about these, the tight ends, the receivers. I know he's got one of the best offensive lines in football. But, man, it just seems like to me that their offense is, it makes a lot of big plays.
It does.
A lot of plays on the move.
He's been really good.
A lot of these, maybe it's all Ben Johnson calling the plays, but, man, you need somebody throwing the damn ball. And I think Goff does it pretty well for, I think he's had a better career in Detroit than he does with the Rams.
And he's been to a Super Bowl and an NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Okay, 214 says Dak's not first or second tier. He's barely played in over a year, and when he did play, he stunk. Blame it on McCarthy all you want. Mm. But for me, I would say Dak is much to blame for their poor performance. 817 and Baker Mayfield only cost $30 million. 214, why is Herbert constantly propped up but literally loses?
He is getting to the point where he's starting to be like talked about like Dak.
Yeah.
He's like they're kind of in that same boat.
Yeah,
now.
Him and Trevor Lawrence.
You've had some guys, it was always Eli, it was always Stafford, it was always Goff, always around with Dak. And then those guys went and won Super Bowls and got in the playoffs and had success, and they've kind of elevated themselves out of that. Now you could put Dak and Herbert kind of in the same group.
Pro Football Focus notes that Prescott remains the epitome of a quarterback who thrives against weaker opponents but falters when the competition stiffens. 2023 earned a 90 Pro Football Focus grade behind only Lamar, Josh, and Pat. And they say in order to get back in the top 10, he must recapture that 2023 form and prove he can deliver against the league's best. And that's going to be very difficult to do against this schedule. Trayvon Diggs has some content for you. He tweeted his ACL rehab journey, very successful. He ended up coming back to play 2 months sooner than I was supposed to. Follow my journey as I give you direct insight on how I did just that. Thankful for everyone who played a role with getting back out there. Episode 1's now out on YouTube. So this is a show about his physical therapy and return last year?
Correct.
Okay.
Which is funny that he's promoting it and highlighting it and is excited about it, takes pride in it when Jerry Jones was at the microphone sort of criticizing what his rehab process was last year and hoping that he does a much better job this time around rehabbing his second injury in as many years.
He also said
the disconnect there is pretty damn funny.
And then he says he got back 2 months earlier than he was projected. I don't know if that really adds up, but his brother Stephon Diggs is also, I think, doing something similar with his ACL recovery that he just had.
He actually seems like the maniacal guy who's like trying, like an Overshones type, to get back as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you know, I love behind the scenes video with the players. So I'm looking forward to the entertainment content there. It does seem like there is a dueling attempt to frame the narrative on Trayvon Diggs. And after Jerry said that, there was a piece in the Morning News where they're writing about how, you know, the Cowboys training staff was one of the worst graded, and their medical staff, they need all these extra guys, suggesting that maybe, you know, Trayvon Diggs didn't want to be around because the medical staff isn't that good. And that's why he was doing rehab on his own. But, you know, coming back and then getting injured again in the second year, I mean, this would have been a great video series if it had been a triumphant return in 2024.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, now it's just like we're injured again. So I think this is to be continued. You know, and can you actually return from this one? Because now you're coming back from ACL and microfracture in back-to-back years.
Hey, if his son Aiden's in it, it's must-watch, though. That dude's awesome.
It's quality content. All right, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. What's coming up next in Krusty's Corner, Brian?
Yeah, we're going to have John Machota on. He was at the OTA practice today. We'll get his thoughts on everything that went down. We'll do that next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Rangers-Yankees tonight in the Bronx. The pregame is coming up at 5:30 here on the Fan. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that. Thanks to Reliant as well. I think we got John Machode on the line. John, are you with us?
I'm with you.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey,
doing
all right.
Well.
Tell us what happened today. I know that's the broad question, but what was John Machota's eyes focusing on today as you were watching some guys run around in some on the practice field?
So I did want to get out there early because I knew that there was a chance that would be the first time to like actually stand near George Pickens, see what the size of sure. him is compared to these other receivers. And there's no question about that. I mean, it stands out big time. I mean, he is definitely bigger than the other receivers on the team. And so I was also looking to see like how much would they have him working in with the ones, how would they, he was with the ones the whole time. There was sure. no, I didn't even see him run with anybody else. But the biggest surprise to me really was that Dak Prescott did everything that I thought for sure he would be limited to some aspect. I'm sure that on their call sheet, there probably are a few things that maybe he, you know, was out like an extra play or whatever like that. But there's nothing about anything he did today that would make you think he was coming off that hamstring injury that obviously ended his season. So that was probably the biggest one. And then the fact that, you know, Micah wasn't out there. Schottenheimer had said earlier in the day that he might not be, that he was in the building yesterday, but because these are voluntary, that he might not be at all of the stuff. So those are probably the most notable things. And I will say, when watching the offense, when they were doing some team drill stuff, and even talking to Jalen Tolbert about this in the locker room after, you know, Tolbert was with the ones with that first group, you know, with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And when they first broke and did team drills in front of us, those were the three receivers with the offensive line that you already know. But then the running back was Javonte Williams. But the thing that was interesting is that when they went to four receivers and then Turpin was in there, you can just see how that causes a lot of problems for whoever the defense is. And Turpin caught a short slant and turned it into a touchdown in this type of environment. I don't know if it would have scored in an actual game, but there, you can just see that when they can get all four of those out there together, that's going to be a tough time for whoever is the defensive backfield they're facing.
Hey, Matt, just though, with Dak, just the eyes on him, I was hearing whispers that, you know, the mobility, they were kind of moving him around a little bit. Everything looked to appear to be okay with him kind of doing that.
Yeah, it looked very similar to any of the practices, Brian, that you've seen out in Oxnard,
sure.
where you know how it is when some of the passing plays, you know, the defense is doing a good job. So Dak goes and extends the play by rolling out on some plays that you're like, yeah, if that happened in a game, that'd probably be a sack. But they keep it going because it extends the play and allows them to work on some of that stuff and look the same as he's done in the past, which I'm not saying that I thought he'd be really limited. I just thought that he would get less work than what we saw. Like maybe not do the team drills, do the individual stuff. And then once they got in the team, that's where you'd see more of Joe Milton. And I mean, we saw a lot of Milton and he probably got more reps because the twos got more reps. But when the ones were out there, Dak Prescott was the quarterback.
What's your early assessment of Shoddy and maybe some of the differences that you've maybe noticed already? You got the shout out with the great question. That's always a good feeling. But you saw Jay Jeezy and McCarthy, just the early returns on Brian Schottenheimer.
There's a little bit I see of him in both those previous coaches, and then there's a little bit of his own thing too. I mean, there's some parts of Jason Garrett that I can definitely see with, you know, right kind of guy, building culture type things like that. But then there's a little bit too of Mike McCarthy that I see in him as well. But I don't think that there's anything that Schottenheimer's done since the day he's been hired that you would say, yeah, I didn't really think that was a good idea or that was a bad move. I think he's checked off every box. The thing I just keep saying is that none of this will matter though if on Sundays it doesn't look good. You know, if you can have an awful culture or you can have guys that don't get along, but if on Sundays when the games start, they ball. That's what everybody will take. That's, I mean, this is a big money business. This isn't, you know, your local high school team or, you know, your, or even, I wouldn't even go that far. I'd say your local little league team where you're happy. Everybody's happy and everybody's playing and everything like that. Like, no, this is secondary. Winning must happen. The offense must be successful. And so everything he's done up to this point, like that we've seen, I mean, I can't say that I have any question marks about Brian Schottenheimer. So it really is just what we see on Sundays, because I think what you'll see in training camp will be impressive. I mean, he's all over the place, you know, going from one drill to another, which reminds me of how Jason Garrett was. And I didn't know that if he would be like that, because he's obviously calling the offense too. So we'll see how that goes during the season. But you can tell he's trying to bring the energy during practice, so the blaring music and things like that. And guys are very upbeat. And so you can tell that there's a jolt of energy in the building. There's no question. But like I said, it all depends on what happens on Sundays.
Which players had the most impressive body transformation this offseason?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll tell you, every time I've seen Osa Odighizuwa, like he just looks like a guy that lives in the weight room. So he would be number one for me. But somebody that I haven't seen before in person, but seeing him today, Solomon Thomas is pretty impressive. You know, I've heard a lot of good things about him and stuff, but not seeing him in person, really, I didn't know, you know, the size wise what he'd be, and he certainly looks the part for sure. Demarvion Overshown looks like an absolute monster. Now, he wasn't doing any of the team or individual. He was working off the side, you know, doing the resistant cords and things like that. But he certainly looks like whenever that knee is ready to go, he's every bit ready to go out on the field and probably make a big impact. But those would probably be the main ones. I don't know. Maybe it was just where I was standing, but I kind of thought Joe Milton would look a lot bigger than Dak, and he really didn't look a lot bigger. Like, he's taller, but he did. I thought it was going to be kind of like a Cam Newton type thing, which because he's got more of that type of a build. But yeah, I mean, obviously bigger, but not that much bigger than Dak is. And Milton had a little up and down day. I mean, the arm strength's crazy. I mean, you can just tell that, you know, the big play potential is there. But he had he threw a couple interceptions. The rookie linebacker, Shamar James, picked one off. And then the other linebacker, Buddy Johnson
picked him off.
Yeah, yeah. So a little up and down or whatever, but yeah, he's still learning the offense and that. But he'll be one out in training camp that'll be interesting to watch because when he lets it loose, I mean, the arm strength there is crazy.
John Machota here with you from The Athletic. Shoddy talking about Micah's absence. I was trying to figure out if he's bothered by it or he just loves the fact that Micah's been to what he's been to.
Yeah, no, I mean, just my interactions with Brian Schottenheimer coupled with that, what he said today, I don't get any sense that he's upset with Micah with any of this stuff. And I think he's happy that whatever Micah is going to show up for, he'll take it because I think he's very aware that, as we all know, that in these contract situations like this for a player that could become, you know, the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, they very well could just, he could go down to Austin this entire month and never even step foot in the facility and nobody would say anything. You know what I mean? CeeDee Lamb missed a huge chunk of last offseason, you know, because of his contract. And so I think that he's happy to get anything as long as that, you know, and it seems like Micah is in good spirits you know, his issues, if there are any, it's with the front office. It's not with Schottenheimer or anything like that. It's about getting the contract done. And the way Schottenheimer's handled that is very similar to the way Mike McCarthy was with that stuff. I mean, him saying today about how he's like, I got an agent too. You know, that's all part of this thing. We understand that, you know, that there's going to be guys that miss time because of this stuff, because of the business side of it. So I have not gotten a sense at all that there's been any frustration from Brian Schottenheimer.
With all the rehab corners that they've got right now and then Lewis leaving, what stood out with the rotations and what they were doing at DB?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say Kair Elam, definitely the speeds there. You know, Kalen Carson being back out there. But I'm a little cautious about that group. I want to see that group out in Oxnard and see what it looks like there because I think there's still question marks at the position. And you wouldn't sit there. That doesn't do anybody any favors for Brian Schottenheimer today to say, yeah, we're not done at corner. Something needs to be added there. Let the guys go and compete and find out and see what you have once you get out to California. But would not surprise me at all if there's another move to be made there. And the reason I say that, too, is just because even if you do think that Savon Rovell will be ready for week one, it is still coming off of a major knee injury. And then whenever Diggs is ready, mid-season, whatever it is, let's say a month into the season, whatever, that still is a major knee injury that when these guys get back, you don't know that they're going to hit the ground running perfectly. And so because of that, and because of how many good corners you need in today's NFL, you know, that's the position to me. I know people mentioned running back and defensive tackle, and I'll listen to that for sure. But corner is number one for me that I don't think that they're completely done at corner.
John, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, John, last couple minutes here about Booker and stuff like that. You know, the previous regime was like, oh, guys have to earn it. Booker, right guard, running with the ones, that kind of thing. Did you notice anything about that?
Just to be completely honest with you, I didn't. And the reason why is because we can't do video at these things. And yeah. So a lot of time when the ones were running, I had my phone out ready to take a still picture of anything thrown to George Pickens. So,
oh, I got you.
I mean, that's the only reason I'd say that I probably didn't watch the line of scrimmage as closely as I normally would. And then the other part of it is just because I generally, and Chad and Hammer mentioned a little bit today, talking about the run game, like this setting, like I just don't put a lot of stock in just because the pads aren't on.
No.
So that's the only reason that I would say that would be my, if I had to grade myself on watching today's practice, my weakness was certainly the line of scrimmage.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I just was curious to making sure where they line up. I know you're not going to get the benefit of the combo blocks and the pulling and all that stuff like that. But I just was curious if, because, you know, last year, the last few years, you know, Mike McCarthy is like, oh, we're going to make these guys get over on field two and work, you know, the threes versus the fours. When this guy was a 12th overall pick.
You better damn be running with the ones.
Yeah, that's what I was just curious about, John. But your other stuff is absolutely great. Really do appreciate that.
You're the man,
yeah,
John.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I wish I would have paid attention more to that. And I will from probably other practices, but just because this was going to be the first one with George Pickens, I would say 95% of my focus was on him.
Gotcha. There's
no way of gauging who running back one is going to be at this time, but if you had to bet, what are Jaden Blue's chances of winning this thing?
If I'm betting my own hard-earned money, I would say week one it'll be Javonte Williams. By the end of the season, it'll be Jaden Blue, and I think Jaden Blue will be this team's leading rusher. I'm not saying that'll be 1,000 yards, but I think eventually he'll take it over. But I think Javonte Williams, a guy that I believe, if I heard him correctly, this will be 2 years removed on his knee injury. Today he was talking about in the locker room after. So I think there's a good chance that he's the vet, that they'll lean towards him to start. But I think eventually that Blue is the one that will take over and be the primary ball carrier. I mean, it'll still be a mixture. I don't think there'll be any, like, lead dog type thing, but I think at the end of the year, I'll have the most rushing yards.
Well, thanks for your insights, sir. Heck of a job, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Absolutely, boys. Thanks for having me on.
There he goes, John Machota of The Athletic, a must-follow on Cowboys Twitter, doing a heck of a job covering the OTAs. DJ Shippey in studio as the Stars get set to host the Oilers in Game 1 tomorrow night. We're back with him in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.